Figure out how to turn it back on again.
Mr. Pollack, do you wish to be chairman next year?
I would do it if you don't want to.
Well, apparently, unless we're going to do it to Bruce, we're going to pretty much retain positions.
Yeah, well, I'll swap with you if you want.
Like to do that?
Yeah, what the heck? I don't think it was a giant amount of work this year. Not totally. Well, you have to come up with the agenda and sign any correspondence and
attend the meetings.
Attend the meetings. Yeah, it looks like I've been able to attend most everything.
I'm willing to continue if you want.
Okay, do you want to get started and then we can do the discussion? Okay.
Yeah,
so,
sure.
Go ahead and get started. It is 3:06 p.m. Right. And would you like a roll call?
Please.
Okay, roll call. Ward 1 is mayor's office is vacant. Ward 1 is vacant. Ward 2, Commissioner Burke. Absent. Ward 3 is vacant. Ward 4 is vacant. Ward 5, Chairperson Clark.
Here.
Sir. And Ward 6, Vice Chairperson Pollack.
Here.
Thank you. All right. And we have a quorum.
Okay, perfect.
Okay. So the first item on our agenda, it's a June meeting. So according to the charter for this commission, we have to hold an election. Okay, so there needs to be, does it need to be a motion first? I'm sorry.
First you have to nominate people, I think, right?
Yeah, current chair will call a meeting to order. After roll call, open the floor for nominations. Yes.
Do we have any nominations for president or chairman?
Chairperson.
Well, I'll nominate myself. I don't want to wear out one person too long.
Or any other?
I'd nominate myself for chairperson.
I'll second.
Okay.
Are any other nominations?
I'd like to nominate you for vice chair.
Well, let's finish the chairperson. Any other nominations?
Sorry.
Being no other nominations, I'm declaring that closed. We'll take a vote. All in favor? Aye.
I didn't hear the vote. Just those that are in favor.
Yes.
There's one aye.
Yeah, and I think Commissioner Burke and
oh, hi, I'm sorry I'm late.
No, that's okay. Should we roll this back?
Put back. I have one nomination for a chairperson. Commissioner Pollack has nominated herself. Do I have any other nominations?
Not here.
And now I declare the nominations closed and we'll call a roll for the chairperson or Commissioner Pollack to be named the chairperson.
Yes, so votes.
Do a call. Roll call, please.
Yeah, roll call. So we have Ward 5, Chairperson Clark.
Aye.
Ward 3, Chairperson Burke.
Yes.
And Ward 6, Chairperson Pollock.
Yes.
The vote is unanimous yes. Three folks voted to have chairperson, I'm sorry, Commissioner Pollock as the chairperson.
Hey.
Yes.
Now I'm going to open the floor to nominations for vice chair.
And Commissioner Burke, are you, you're new, but are you interested in being vice chair?
Well, I will share with you that I will be traveling sometimes in the summer and into the fall, so I can't promise always to be present in, say, June, July, or September.
Uh-huh.
So is there anyone else that has more experience than me that would be interested?
Oh, go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Commissioner Clark. Yeah, Commissioner Clark would be the only other person we have right now.
Would you be interested, sir, in the,
yeah,
in the vice chair? I didn't hear that.
Yes, I'll accept the nomination.
Yes, he okay. said.
Are there any other nominations for vice chair?
I'll nominate to Mr. Clark.
I'll second that nomination.
So you have a second. Okay, so roll call.
Are there any further nominations?
No.
Hearing none, I'll declare the matter closed. We'll take a vote. Roll call, please.
Okay. Ward 2, Commissioner Burke.
Yes.
Ward 5, Commissioner Clark.
Yes.
And Ward 6, Commissioner Pollock.
Yes.
Passes.
And now,
Mr. Clark, the vice chair. Okay.
And Commissioner Pollock, as the new chairperson, would you like to take over the meeting?
Okay, will do. Okay, so we're going to move on to, I believe it's item number 2.
We don't have.
Pardon?
So we don't have the minutes. I didn't get you all the minutes. So what we'll do is we'll approve the minutes from this meeting and the prior meeting in the next meeting. So we can go on to item number 4.
I thought we had the meeting minutes.
I
read them.
Did you get them? I thought I had sent them out. Commissioner Clark said he didn't get a chance to see the minutes.
Oh, okay. They came out with the email to announce a meeting. Huh.
I got the
on that's that, fine.
That announcement. I got the bylaws and the script.
Okay.
Announcement, but I didn't get any minutes.
Huh, that's interesting. Okay. Well, that's fine with me. We'd rather do that than to. So we're going to just approve those meeting minutes from the.
We're going to put it over, I believe, until the July meeting.
Okay. So we're going to just have a. We're going to have somebody's just going to. Do we have to vote on that?
I'll just move to continue approval of the minutes on the agenda till next term, next meeting. That'll clear the record.
Okay, I'll second that.
Discussion? I'm sorry. You're taking the meeting now.
Yeah, I think we can just take a, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And we need one more person. So Commissioner Clark.
He said aye.
Oh, okay. We couldn't hear it. Okay, no problem. All right. So now we've moving on to number four, which is the staff update and business services staff. I see we have Aaron here. And maybe he can give us an update. Hi, Aaron.
Hello, Madam Chair, members of the commission. I'll be giving you a quick staff update on business services today. Two items that are on my list of updates are last night at Mayor and Council, they approved our fiscal year 2025 budget, $2.4 billion. So that was a lot of BSD's time over the last few months was preparing those documents, the back and forth, and getting everything submitted, and then getting in front of Mayor and Council and getting that approved. For the department, that was what the bulk of our time was spent on. Other news in the city is city manager is retiring. Tomorrow is his last day. I believe last night they did the official onboarding of Tim as the new city manager. So those are the big developments. In business services, not too much other things are going on. We are gearing up for our fiscal year end. The fiscal year ends at the end of this month, which means then July, August, September are the times when we're putting together financial information and preparing financial statements, closing out the books and all those activities. That's the updates I have for you today. I'm here if you have any questions.
No questions from me.
Everybody's sure. Familiar with who the new city manager is. His name is Tim Tamur.
I've heard about him.
Yeah. I think he's been with the city for how long, Aaron? You think? Heck,
I don't know. A long time. He was at Water.
Yeah.
He served in interim positions in various departments throughout the city. So as far as like city experience, he's been exposed to a lot of different city departments. So really brings that type of knowledge with him.
I was at a meeting the other day with him. He's also, I think he said, professional engineer. And so, that'll be moving onward.
Madam Chair, I think Antonio had a question.
Yeah, I have a question, Aaron, about the budget book. So that was one of the agenda items that the commission wanted to review. And I spoke with Melissa. And she said that it's still the FY24 budget book. Y'all are still working on it, getting it published. Do you know, kind of have an idea of when it may be published?
Yes, actually, we just, right before this meeting was our update with our finance managers. That happens every other week. And that topic came up. So they're starting the prep of that now that we're at the end of the fiscal year. The new budget is approved. Now they're going to be doing the snapshot in the budget book compilation. That might take a good month or so to a couple months.
Okay. I'll be on the lookout for it then. Okay, cool. Thank you.
All right. Any other questions or comments? All right. Then we're going to move on to number five, which was staff update on IAPC information requests. And so is that you, Antonio?
Yes, it'll be Sarah and I give you all a quick update. Yes. So I spoke with the mayor's office and y'all had wanted to get a meeting set up. And they first wanted to, when I spoke with them and brought up the concerns, let them know about the vacancies that we had. I spoke with Victor from her office and he was going to talk to the mayor and see if they can disseminate some type of communication to the ward offices and let the ward offices know and try to make it a priority. This was a couple weeks ago and I haven't heard back. Yes. I also was able to run into a couple ward council members and let them know. And there are a significant amount of vacancies across the board on all BCCs, and that Sarah's going to give some of that data, but it's a struggle right now to get some of these seats filled. The council members know, and they told me, hey, work with my staff. They asked me, do you know anybody? Can you refer somebody? So it's not just this group. So Sarah has some data on how many active BCCs there are and then total vacancies, which is pretty significant. Go ahead. Do you have?
Yeah, should I turn the camera?
Yeah, I mean, it'll capture your voice. Yeah.
Okay. Madam Chair, members of the commission, my name is Sarah Denman. I work in the city manager's office, and I've been tasked to identify the BCC vacancies and identify all the BCC listings. So currently, out of 57 BCC listings that we have identified, there are 236 total vacancies. That's across the board on all the 57 listed BCCs. That's spaced out. So for example, for our office, there's 12 vacancies for the mayor and council. It's well over 94 total vacancies. So we're working actively. I know for a fact in our office, we're actively trying to recruit. We're trying to streamline our processes on our side, trying to reach out to our BCCs that we have purview over to see what we could do to help fill those vacancies in. So if you have any questions, I know I don't work for the mayor and council in regards to their BCCs, but if I could assist in any way to give you some pointers on what we're doing in our office, please go ahead and address them.
And so you work for which office? Whose department?
The city manager's office.
Okay, yeah. And they aren't responsible for as many, I understand.
We have some nominees, but yeah. Not yet.
I heard that information for the first time last Saturday, and it's pretty shocking, actually, that the city, well, I shouldn't say the city, but the mayor and council have not tracked this more closely and worked on filling these positions. Because how many boards and commissions are there? You said 57?
There are 57. And what I located, there's location identifiers that I have identified. And there's well over 30. I should have told you this in the beginning. There's 37 location identifiers. Those include the city manager's office, the mayor and council, you know, all the wards and all of the other partners. But there's a total of 57 BCC active listings of BCCs, and out of those there's
237.
I have a question.
Yes. I do have that data. I do have a log of active, which ones have been active. Let me pull that one up really quick.
We couldn't hear your question. It's cutting out. So what?
I'm sorry. I asked how many were functioning.
Oh boy.
Yeah. How many are currently active? Okay. So let me pull that up really quick. Sorry, I had it up.
I think they need a lot more visibility than they've been giving us, because this is the first time I've heard this shocking, you know, amount of vacancies.
Yeah. Well, Sarah's pulling that up. The city clerk's office is working with Sarah and other folks in the city to try and come up with a process. And it's tough to publish this more, get this advertised better, or just to come up with solutions so that we can get spots filled.
And In 3 years, I don't think I've seen him advertise anything. So it's nice. It's getting the what do you call it? I say publicity, but I've not seen it on Newsnet yet. That's simple. I've not seen it on any ward emails or anything. That's so simple. And I don't think, you know, sometimes when you have something where everybody's the owner, no one's the owner. And so, yeah, no one has taken at the city or the, I guess it would be the city, I don't know. Nobody's taken that on, that they are the owner of the process to get people. And so it's just been disregarded. It's too bad.
And I brought up the NewsNet and I brought up the newsletters with the mayor's office, and they told me to kind of stand by. The Victor wanted to talk to the mayor and let the mayor talk to the ward offices to communicate it first. So yeah, what I'm sure going to do is I'm going to follow up. Go for it. Yeah.
Yes, I do have the data for the activity log. So the basis of creating my data sheet for the activity log is to identify which BCCs are active for the city manager to look at to present to mayor and council to see which ones that we could really essentially get rid of. So out of the total 57 BCC listings that are identified on the clerk's office webpage, there are over 5 BCCs that have been inactive over 365 days. There are some BCCs that are under 365 days inactive. There's 49. There are 3 BCCs that have no data whatsoever on the city clerk's webpage. That could be for a variety of reasons. It could be that they were just a short-term BCC, you know, just active for 6 months. And so they stay inactive until they're needed again, or they just haven't been active altogether. No meetings, no agenda items, nothing. So the data I collected in the days inactive, where I collected that information is based on the agenda upload on the clerk's office webpage. So if they have an agenda and they provide an updated date on that webpage, I base the date on that of when they have been active or inactive.
Yeah, that sounds like really good information to pass along. Because yeah, they've gotten some of these boards and commissions. There used to be a pedestrian safety committee, for instance. It stopped working a long time ago, and we keep hitting pedestrians. So some of these things, you know, they're really needed. So we'll just have to.
I do have that. The pedestrian advisory committee. Is that the one you're referring to?
Could be. Or do they show they're active or no?
They show that they're still listing on there, yeah. But they have been 1,232 days inactive.
Yeah, it's disturbing, actually. So yeah, it's good they've, you know, that you collected the information, you're passing it along.
I have a question. It's one thing to be active. For instance, this commission is active because mm-hmm. we put on an agenda and 3 of us show up for most of the meetings, but we have not done anything really. No activity in terms of action reports. We have people come in and give us information, but I think we've only had 1 action report in 2 years. So I'm active is fine, but I think the issue there is, are they effective? Are they doing anything?
And that's something that we might want to put forth with the city clerk's office. So, for example, I base my data on what the city clerk's office is transparent on their webpage. So my data comes from the dates that the agenda, the LARS, and the minutes and audio have been uploaded. And I base that data, that information on that last date of upload. It would benefit maybe to have the clerk's office to have another data set that shows not only that, but actionable, you know, items and the dates that you presented those actionable items. That could be beneficial.
I mean, it's very pleasant to sit in after discuss, but it doesn't seem to do any good for the city.
Yeah, it just doesn't show commitment from our elected officials. But
apparently, citizens who don't see.
I don't think people even know. I don't think, generally speaking, citizens know about these I heard it at a meeting that was a community neighborhood, multiple neighborhoods. We were meeting the new city manager, and they gave a report on it. I don't think people know generally.
I want to get an advertisement on the council members' newsletters. I think that that's what we need to do. And I was right there, but I was told to hold on. So I'm going to follow up with the mayor's office, and it'll be more like, hey, have you heard anything? I'm going to go ahead and reach out to the council members. And I have the requirements or the qualifications, minimum qualifications to be a member of this committee, and the charter for it. And I think we can kind of put that or attach that in that advertisement. That way folks know and just keep moving and keep trying to get their attention so we can get these spots filled.
Chairman Pollack, your tenure going to run past the elections?
The elections, the city elections?
Yeah. I think we're.
Yeah. I've still got a lot of time to go.
Because we have a new council person, right?
For a little while, yes. Councilmember Hulick.
For about 16 more months, something like that. That's maybe it's not that much. 14 more months. Yeah. It's just the whole thing. I mean, I think the neighborhoods are very disappointed in the city for not paying attention to these boards and commissions, kind of like they just want them to go away. And I don't think residents really want that. I do have a lead on somebody to join the IAPC, but I have to sit down with them and talk to them and explain what the IAPC does, send them a bylaws and stuff like that. But yeah, this should be advertised all the time. 236 openings is really horrendous. And I can tell you, I read all the city's stuff that comes down. I've never seen one single piece of communication come through that says there's commissions, boards, and that they have openings. Never seen it. So yeah, in about 3 years at least. So yeah, it's very strange. But I don't think that should stop us from doing our audits and our things. We just can't do really detailed things, really heavy duty detailed things, because we don't have enough people. But anyhow.
Madam Chair, Commissioners, if I may. So in our office, we understand, in the city manager's office, let me clarify, we understand that our process internally, especially when filling these vacancies, we're lacking. So when we mentioned before on trying to streamline the process, when I was talking to the clerk's office, they did let me know that they do have an online application for interested, candidates, like people that are interested on being a part of these BCCs for them to fill out. So there is an online application for them to fill out. And what happens is that application goes directly to the city clerks, and the city clerk distributes out based on the need. Like if there's a vacancy underneath the city manager's office, they send that application directly to us. What we were facing in the past was that a lot of the candidates or even internal staff didn't even know the process. So they would distribute their resumes everywhere. And so it would get lost. And so we could only keep, internal emails for a certain amount of times, 90 days. So if we don't open that email within 90 days, it gets lost. So what I recommend, in my opinion, especially the information that I've collected from the city clerk, is if you have somebody that's interested in a BCC as to fill a vacancy, to go on the city clerk's webpage and go on the application online portal and fill it out.
I have a suggestion also.
Yes.
Given the fact that there are a number of vacancies in the city government and everyone is stretched a little thin, it might be a good idea to publicize that these boards and commissions are volunteers and they're not going to cost the city money.
That's a good point.
You know, the other thing is, I think that the city, whoever set up the webpage, thinks that this information is easy to find. But truthfully, I would never have thought to go to the city clerk webpage to find out this information. If you Google IAPC, for instance, and City of Tucson, it doesn't take you there. And there's no... you have to know that you need to go to the city clerk webpage. So they can do a lot with meta tags and everything, or searching, because there's no way that regular person, oh yeah, how do I find out boards and commissions? They're not going to say, oh, let me go to the city clerk's webpage. It's not going to happen. And like I said, I just Googled IAPC and it takes me to a PDF document about IAPC. It doesn't take me to the IAPC page. So yeah, they have a lot of room to grow as to searching. And, you know, they've already redone their website numerous times. They were so proud of it and everything. And it's all pretty. But is it functional? Not that functional. You know, so people aren't even going to know. They should, right on their splash page, they should have 236, you know, board and commission openings. Sign up here. Boom. You know, you just don't get that kind of stuff on the city webpage. Everything's hidden. So, yeah, and then it's left up to the rest of us to try and dig people out and try and find them. And that's just kind of ridiculous. But anyhow, but any information is better than none. And I hope we hear back from the mayor's office, because I think what we started contacting him probably 6 months ago. We've heard nothing, you know, from them. Oh yeah, we'll get back to you. You know, and they've said that numerous times. And it's just, they're just gonna keep saying that. So hopefully, you know, this time they're more sincere and they'll actually contact the ward offices and then we can get on with it. So yeah, otherwise we're gonna be in this hole forever.
But, and when I follow up, I'll just kind of recommunicate, let them know how eager you all are to do business and do work, and you want to get these spots filled, and you all are still continuing to meet with the folks that you do have. So I'll let them know, and we'll get something on these new letters. We'll get it done. Yeah.
Great. Yeah, it just sounds like a systemic problem, so it's not going to be solved really quickly. Anyhow, no, we appreciate the help. That's for darn sure.
And I have updates on some of the agenda items you all requested. Should we wait for item 7 to give you that update, or can I do it? Do you want to do it now? We'll do it in item 7.
Yeah, I'm not sure what else was on that list from last time.
There's a bunch of things. I have a list.
Okay.
Items. Yeah. Go
ahead.
So you know, just do it right now during this update. I can do it during this update. So I reached out to Water and they weren't available to meet because you all wanted to talk about their budget for water infrastructure for the domestic supply and their plans to replace those old lines. And so I'll get somebody on the next meeting. We'll get somebody in to present on that. The budget book, we just got an update from Aaron on the status of that. It's normally published sooner in the fiscal year, because that FY24 budget, we're almost done with FY24. They just, with the new director, new leadership, I think that's what kind of stalled that out. But they're working on it. I reached out to some folks there was a request to strategies for just overall vacancies citywide. If that's still, if y'all still wanted to see that information or see a presentation, I can get somebody on the next meeting also. And then there was the public safety negotiations and pay. the expenditure limitation report, a presentation on that. I have some folks lined up for the next couple of meetings to come in and present on those items.
Okay.
And I don't know if we want to, if you all know, if you'll be available for the next one. As we mentioned, it'll be on July 3rd, and we can maybe talk about that now, will we have quorum or not. That way, as I'm scheduling these meetings, I can know, should I do it for the 3rd, or should we plan for the August meeting?
I'll be available.
Okay.
This is Bruce Burke. I will be in Oregon on that day. And I will likely have access to a Teams connection, but I can't promise it. I would know closer to the date.
Yeah, and I'll be available in July.
What is our August date, if I could ask?
It's August 7th.
Let me look at that.
Right.
Yeah, I'll be available August 7th in Tucson.
Okay.
Okay. That's all we have. Fine.
Okay, great. I think I thought I asked a question last time about the Parkwise, or whatever they call the city's parking department. Is it Park? No.
Park
is it
Parkwise? Tucson. Park Tucson.
Tucson.
They used to be Parkwise. Yeah, Park Tucson.
Was that on the list of future stuff? I thought it was.
I remember you bringing that up to.
If I look back at the list, we had, let's see, speed trailers discussion, city clerk, future agenda. Okay, elections, schedule the meeting. Okay, mayor council. All right. Let's see here. I don't know where that list was. You know, one thing we need to probably get better at is putting the list of future agenda items, because only because sometimes we say, okay, let's put this on the future one, but then it doesn't show up anywhere. So if we have to keep track of it, like in our own notes, and that doesn't help. I mean, there were some future agenda items on this last one, but election schedule meeting with mayor and council, office to meet with the delegation, Commissioner Burke to bring this to Councilman Cunningham's, but that was it. Oh, no. How clerk can assist in organizing meetings to discuss APC should proceed.
I can do that. And what would you do on that item?
Perfect.
Sorry, Vice Chair. And what we'll do is I'll just keep the running list. Chair Pollack. I'll keep that list, and every agenda that we publish, I'll have the list on it, and then we'll add to it or remove as folks present.
Okay, great. Yeah, and then maybe we can just schedule in advance from that list. Okay, we're going to talk about this one in July, this one in August, this one September, or then we can always drop them. You know, future ones if we decide we didn't need it or something.
Chair Pollack?
Okay. Yeah.
I ask for forgiveness. I need to check out and get to a meeting by 4.
Okay, perfect.
So I will hear from you all.
So just real quick, do you have any future agenda items that you were interested in?
The agenda item I was interested in pursuing has been mentioned. It's the lack of a capital budget for the water department. I think that's a critical one.
Okay. Got it.
All right. Well, thank you all.
Okay. Thanks for attending.
Sure.
Thank you.
Okay. So I think we can move on to the last item, which is future agenda items.
I don't think we can move on. We've got to look at Madam Chair. I think we now have lack of quorum.
No, we're good.
No, we're still good. Yeah.
Got 2 out of 3. Yes, sir.
Yeah. They changed the rules, so. I think.
Call to the audience.
Yeah, I think we covered everything. Okay. So I'll call to the audience. You know, I can't see how many people are in attendance. I can't see that on my screen.
There's no audience. There's no one.
Yeah. Here. Okay. So in the notes, could you just reflect that there were no audience in attendance? Because in the last meeting minutes, it said that call to the audience and it said none or something. And I thought, okay, that's not quite right. It said no call to the audience, but we always have a call to the audience. So just say no people in attendance.
Got it.
No public in attendance. Okay. Let's see now. And I think the only other thing that I saw was at some point in time, we were supposed to review the CAFR, but is that what Aaron was saying? They're not done with that?
So you all, that was the financial document that you all did.
Yes.
Review.
Okay.
Marcella came and presented that. And then that's when y'all had questions on the budget book and the expenditure limitation report.
Right. Okay. I didn't know if that was the whole thing or not. All right. Got it. Okay. So now I think we're going on to item 7, future agenda items. I think that is it. So in addition, so you're going to put together the list, a better list, Antonio, of all the agenda items so we don't lose track of them. And then just keep recording them on the meeting minutes.
Yes.
I have had multiple inquiries now from neighborhood leaders about Park Tucson and their money and what they've been doing with their money. The neighborhoods are saying that the ones by the university in particular, they take in money from all the parking permits down there, and that money was supposed to be shared, or that's how it was presented to them. It was supposed to be shared for improvements. And the last neighborhood, Jefferson Park, that went to Park Tucson and said, okay, we would like to get speed humps to slow down people driving through. They said, oh, we're out of money. And I heard from another neighborhood, Sam Hughes, that they had maybe not handled the funds correctly a couple of years ago, and money was kind of missing or something. And so I'd like to see an audit of Park Tucson in the near future, and how they're taking in the money, what they're supposed to spend it on, what they've been spending it on, things like that. So I'd like to propose that because these people are paying a lot of money into that. And when I looked at the CAFR or whatever they're calling it now, there was a few hundred thousand dollars that they were in the hole. So they were in the red. And I'm like, what are they spending money on would be my question. And how were they going to get that money back to pay that off? And so that concerns me. So I'd like to start on these little requests that people are very concerned about. And this to me seems like it would be a doable audit to look at. Just, you know, even if you just do interviews and look at the books and look at their whatever is written down there. So anyhow, I'd like to add that. Do you have any thoughts on that, Commissioner Clark?
Okay, we'll add that to the list. And in the minutes for this meeting, I'll include the items that we spoke to today, and then I'll go through the minutes from previous meetings and add any other future agenda items that were requested, and then we'll just keep a running list on that item.
Okay. So now adding that to the future agenda, can you figure out or inquire as to the availability of somebody from Park Tucson?
Yes.
What month that could be, say August, September? Yeah, something, yes. Maybe like August or something, July, August. Well, July's too soon.
Yeah. I can put a, well, but maybe. So what I'll do is I'll put a list together, including potential dates when they're available to present to the commission. How does that sound? If I can get a date from them, if not, we'll keep it on the list. But if I can get them to commit to a date, I'll have it on the list so that you all are prepared to know what's upcoming.
Okay, perfect. Okay. Yeah, that'd be great. Okay. Any other future agenda items, Commissioner Clark?
No, I'm good.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so let's see here. So now I guess we're on to number 8, which is adjournment. So the next meeting is scheduled for July 3rd at 3 p.m. And I'll be there. Hopefully we'll have some luck in the meantime, and we will find, we found one more person every month or two, we'd be in great shape. Anyhow, thanks for attending. I appreciate it.
Chairperson, is the meeting adjourned?
The meeting is adjourned.
Being adjourned at 3:52 p.m.
Okay.
All right. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Right.
I will probably stop bothering you.
I'm not figuring out.